Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com, mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, fall weather is certainly here in West Michigan. One day last week, it was 90 degrees and humid. The next, it was 60 degrees and cloudy. The forecast for the next week is overnight temperatures in the low 50s, which is the right time to start closing up the pool. We found this article from Easy Clear Pool with tips to help you close your pool properly. Improperly closing your pool can lead to problems opening it for the next season and costly repairs from damaged equipment and pool liner. And let me tell you, the replacement of a pool liner is not cheap. We had to do that 2 years ago, 2021. We had it done in the fall. We had just got done using the pool and noticed that the water is like leaking out of the pool. It was the end of the season. I was like, great, it's the end of the season. That's fine. Called and it was a total of like $2,500 to replace the liner. Thankfully, we had a fire hydrant on our property. So it only cost like $150. They had to go to the township here and get a permit to open up the fire hydrant to use it to fill up our pool. It was like $150 to fill up the pool after they put the liner in, or as they put the liner in, versus they would bring their own water truck, and I think that was like $450 or $500. But for us, you know, thankfully, again, we had a fire hydrant, so we didn't have to pay that additional to have their water truck come out. But still, it was $2,500 after everything was said and done to replace the liner on the pool. So definitely you need to make sure that you're maintaining your pool, and also when it comes time to close it, that you're closing it properly to prevent extra expenses like that. So again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of that blog is a search bar. Type in Pool Closing Tips 2023, and it will bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast. Now, I'm only going to share a few tips from Easy Clear Pool because I want you to read the full article. Obviously, there's tons of information at Easy Clear Pool. 12 things you must do when closing your pool. Again, I'm only going to share about 5 of them here on the podcast today. The first one is check the temp and balance your pool. It is recommended to start closing your pool when the water temperature is 65 degrees or lower. The lower, the better. Warmer water temperatures coupled with an enclosed environment can be a breeding ground for algae, which will make opening your pool the next season a nightmare to clear. And let me tell you, we did have that one season. I think it was the same year that we ended up getting a new pool liner. We went to open it, and it was like green. It was like a swamp. The pool cover we had apparently had some rips in it, which allowed rainwater and snow and everything to get in there. And then by the time we opened the pool, the temperatures underneath the cover were as such to allow for algae growth. So yeah, it was like a swamp. Once we pulled off the cover, it was nasty, and it took about a week a week and a ton of chemicals to finally clear that out. So that was a nightmare. It was expensive because we had to get a bunch of algicide, pool shock. We had to do a lot of things in order to get the water crystal clear. Balance the pH levels of your pool following the recommendations for your particular situation. Depending on your climate, where you live, you know, the pH levels may vary. So definitely check out the recommendations for, you know, your particular situation as far as balancing the pH levels of your pool. This will not only help reduce algae growth, but also prevent damage to your liner and other parts in the off season. So, you know, the more acidic your pool water is, it's going to start eating away at that liner, which isn't a good thing. And again, you know, a liner for us here in Western Michigan, it cost us $2,500 to replace. So if you don't want to have that extra expense, definitely balance the pH level of your pool. Next tip I have for you is clean the pool. Vacuum the pool and use a skimmer to get any leaves or debris that are floating on the surface. Be sure to clean the skimmer basket as well. And of course, make sure all the toys are out of the pool to prevent damage to the liner. You know, you leave your little dolphin toy, your kid's little dolphin toy on the bottom, or a little shark toy, or maybe some of those dive sticks or something like that. You know, during the winter, they may roll around, and, you know, all it takes is, you know, one little prick in that liner, and, you know, the pool's going to drain, you're going to have a leak, and it's going to be a big mess. So definitely you want to clean the pool, make sure that you get everything out of it, and then clean the surface again. Because you don't want anything for algae to grab onto or to feed off of. So make sure that you get all that debris off of the surface of the pool. Next tip I have for you is shock the pool. Shocking the pool at the end of the season will help kill any bacteria that may be in the water. This will make it easier to open the pool next season. So I think my wife shocked our pool yesterday. And then today, I believe she is putting in the pool closing chemicals and has to run for 24 hours. So we'll be ready for like Saturday or Sunday to get our pool closed up for the season. But yeah, she did yesterday. She did shock the pool to help get rid of any bacteria that may still be in the water. The next tip I have for you is drain the pool. Again, follow the recommendations for your particular pool, as these vary from for above-ground and in-ground pools. For above-ground pools like mine, I have an above-ground pool. It's recommended that the pool water level is drained to below the water return spout. So if you have an above-ground pool, you know, you have the skimmer, which sucks the water in, runs it through the filter, and then the pool pump pumps it back out through the water return spout. So you got to make sure that the water level is below that. And there's a setting on your pool filter, pool pump, that will help pump out that water, to just below that. And then you just siphon the rest of it off to make sure that the level is below that. If you go on TikTok, I've seen there a TikTok where people have, created like PVC pipe, drains, where they configure it in such a way so that when they get a siphon going, it will automatically drain the water out of the pool to a specific level based on the length of the PVC pipe. That's something you may want to look into if you don't have a very powerful pump, or if you don't have a pump at all. Maybe you just have one of these Intex, you know, easy up kind of above ground pools, and you don't want to tear it down at the end of the season. But yeah, I've seen those on TikTok where, you know, somebody is, again, has put PVC pipe together to make a siphon to drain water down below the below to a certain level, which is ingenious. You know, for, you know, $20-$30 in PVC pipe, you've got yourself a siphon that will get it to the level that you need it as far as your water. Last tip I'm going to share with you is remove all equipment. Disconnect the pool pump filter, hoses, and make sure everything is properly drained of water before storing. Water, of course, expands as it freezes, which can cause damage to parts if they are not completely drained of water. And I know how that is because, you know, when we did get our, when we first moved into the house and after the first season, It was like 2019 was the first end of the pool season that we used. We didn't fully drain the motor, the pool pump itself. Something happened. There was still water in it. When we went to store it for the winter and then pulled it out for the season, it wouldn't work. Something inside had seized up, and it was because water had expanded in the pool pump itself and broke a bunch of stuff. So we ended up spending, I think it was like $300 on a new pool pump to get ourselves going. And that took probably a good couple weeks in order to get that. So yeah, definitely when it comes to removing all the equipment, make sure everything is completely drained before you store it for the season. Again, be sure to read the full article from Easy Clear Pool with more tips on closing your pool properly for the season. Again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on to our blog, easy enough. In the upper right, just type in Pool Closing Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in the beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the city of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful fall, a safe fall, and have fun closing that pool. Take care.